4CF Mobile.
BFI.
How's it going?
Been off yet, I'm still okay.
Easy making a better day than if you did have something falling off.
Yeah, I'm sitting over here in a parking lot at the doctor's office waiting for my wife. They're going in there doing it. She had to have a CT scan this morning, so I'm sitting out here in the truck just cooling it.
Same thing myself. I go to the doctor's office and get some blood drawn and stuff. It's always fun times.
Gonna get you, huh? By the way, this is Don on this end.
Hon, this is Andrew.
Well, don't get too much blood taken out. I got a few little drops of rain on my windshield. I think it's fixing to start doing something.
A bit coming through. It looks like it might be snowing a little bit up in the higher elevation, I guess toward Hendersonville, but I don't think we're going to get a whole lot down here in the upstate of South Carolina.
Well, I don't have any use for that stuff. I had enough of that when I was in the service. I was stationed up in Illinois and went out to get my car one day and I couldn't find it. The only thing I could see was the antenna sticking up out of it. The snow cloud come along and covered it up.
I've seen pictures of it, but I've never seen that myself. Not living around here anyway.
Where are you at right now?
Upstate of Spartanburg County.
Okay. Yeah, I was born, bred, and buttered right here in South Carolina, down in on a mill village down in, they call it West Greenville. My mom and dad both worked in that mill, but when I got out of high school, I said, I ain't going to work no mill, so I joined the Air Force.
Well, mills are pretty rough back then. My dad, he worked at, Console, used to be in Union. He did that forever till he finally got a job at Michelin and moved us all to Spartanburg, and that's where I grew up.
Hired from Michelin out in the Donaldson Center area out there. I don't know. They got more than one plant, I think, but he tells me about making tires all the time.
My dad talking about making tires and tell me what all he did. It's funny now, though. Whenever I smell rubber, I love the smell of it. Like fresh tires at Walmart or whatever, I love the smell of it because he came home smelling like it. You know, it's crazy what you grow up with.
Ain't that the truth? Oh, me? Still sitting here. I don't know how long she's going to be in there, but, you know, I hate to just sit and wait and wait and wait. I think rigor mortis is trying to set in.
Happen. It's too cold to get out of the car and walk around.
But I've got a pretty good heater in my truck here, and I turn it, if I have to, I'll crank it back up and let it warm up in here.
Got a F-250, and man, this thing will run you out of it if you ain't careful. I got it turned up, but it's way down as far as the fan. I love it, don't get me wrong, but man, it'll run you out.
I had a F-150 and a Tundra, Toyota Tundra, four-wheel drive, and then now I decided I wanted something smaller, so I got a Tacoma, and I really like it. It's just suits me just fine.
Trucks, but I'd love to have me something newer. I got a 06 F-250, but man, they're so expensive. Even the 150s are crazy expensive.
The trucks, don't they?
I was tempted. I was shopping around for a little while, but man, I started looking at the price tag on it. I'm like, I just can't pull the trigger when mine's paid off.
Looking off of it sounds good.
It is, if I remember it correctly. Now, yours actually sounds really good, too.
Icom V8000, I think that's what they call them. But anyway, I had a Icom MKG2, I think it was. I run it for years, and I sold it to HK. I don't know if you know him or not, but it's WA48. I can't remember his call sign. Been getting old and can't remember nothing no more.
about it. Every once in a while, I like putting the HF rig in my truck, maybe at least 10 meters. But right now, with the solar cycle down, I don't think it would do me any good, but it's tempting to do it.
I don't ever get on the radio anymore. I got a station at home, and I got a tower in the backyard, you know, but I don't get on it too much anymore. I guess the old age is set in, and my brain don't work right no more. Too busy sitting there checking for cracks in my eyelids.
I think it's still morning, yeah. 11:01, according to the big clock on the wall. I'm just out and about. Just want to pop in and say good morning.
Well, good morning. KG4PFI, this is Don.
Actually, just going to be on here about 5-6 minutes. I was going to go into town and give one of my friends a hand with something.
I too. I don't want to leave him out.
And Andrew?
Come on, Andrew. I'm kind of new to the area. I don't know if I spoke to either one of you gentlemen yet. I spoke to Steve and Tom and a few other guys on here. But my wife and I moved up here a couple months ago. So I'm still in the process of setting something up at the house.
Andrew, getting on this time of day, most of the time I'm on around 5:15 in the morning. This is, I already said my name is Andrew, but it's KO4CES.
Yeah, I get on and off. Like I say, I'm temporarily semi-retired. That's the only way to describe it.
Go ahead, Don.
Tired. I don't have to make no excuses. Like, I'm halfway. I'm just fully. How about that?
Well, in the business that I'm in, this time of year is a little slow for me, except for the heating side. But I'm actually going to help another AC tech right now with some duct work.
I was a maintenance supervisor for, 30 years, I guess, at a plant out at Donaldson Center there. It used to be called Union Carbide, and then they changed it to Amoco, and then they changed it to BP Amoco, and I don't know what it is now, SciTech or something like that. But all I know is my retirement checks come in, and I don't care what they call it.
Paid for dinner, right?
There you go.
It's been fun talking to you. I'm pulling into the work now, so 7-3s. Don, have a good one. Dave, nice to meet you. This is KO4C, and I'll be clear.
Let's see if I have this.
Lord, KG4PFI.
In double with you. Anyway, I'm almost where I got to be, so gentlemen, have a good day. Keep warm. KB2HXS will be out of here.
Alrighty, well, enjoy talking with both of you there. Hope the rest of your day goes well. KG4PFI is clear.